Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Breaking news right now, the National Post is actually reporting that, this is the title, Hamas gunmen execute six Israeli spies as Netanyahu hints at a ceasefire. Witnesses say that mass gunmen have publicly killed six suspected collaborators with Israel at a busy Gaza City intersection. Now, Hamas is taking responsibility. Witness said that the six men were pulled out of a van Tuesday, forced to face down on the street, and then were shot dead. Now, what's interesting here, and it's pretty bad, a sixth body was tied to a motorcycle and dragged through the streets as people screamed, "Spy, spy." Now, they're saying that Israel relies on a lot of informants in Gaza City to relay information. And the picture's just horrific. There is a band of five or six riders on motorcycles. They're taking video. This is not a dusty street. This is actually a main asphalt road that they're driving on. And they're dragging this man, who apparently is dead, through the street. It's just horrible. They have the picture kind of blurred, so you can't see him because he's kind of disrobed there. But we're talking about evil. We're talking about evil.
That's exactly what I was referring to, is that you can't negotiate with evil. You have to put your foot down and say, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. Your premise is wrong from the beginning. And are these Israelis that are being shot?
Yes. This is what they're reporting right now.
Listen,
Israeli spies.
Lord, right now we just pray for Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that you would just put your angels around them, give them wisdom. Lord, we've been praying for years that you would give wisdom to the prime minister how to protect and stand for Israel, Lord. We just pray for that wisdom to come.
Yes.
And that they would do what you want them to do, to stand up for the protection of the Jews.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lord, and I don't understand why there's anybody in Gaza right now that's a Jew, but I just pray that you would remove every Israeli that's in Gaza and bring them to a place of safety. And this wouldn't happen. You'd comfort those families that just lost their loved ones. We just ask this in Jesus' name. That's exactly, you know, what I was talking about with evil.
Yeah, and being naive, is it a coincidence? You have to look at this stuff, that right in the beginning, where there's supposedly a truce is going to be negotiated, now you have Hamas who's publicly doing, it's just almost like there is no, there's not a truce. It's a bait and switch. It's just continue to do this evil over and over again.
Well, you know, with this, you know, we need to understand that our prayers do avail much, you know, that we can pray and continually lift them up and support them. And this probably means that they're about to launch in a full-scale attack. I would imagine they're going to come in over the lines.
I would imagine, you know, they've called up about 30,000 reservists. They have tanks that, you know, they have them all ready to launch and do a ground invasion. And the situation is that it's not about, you know, taking out Hamas. I mean, Hamas and Gaza City, you know, Gaza, it's this little tiny strip. It's everything else. It's everything else is going to come with this. It's the Muslim Brotherhood. It's the other countries. It's Iraq.
You're looking at Syria. You know, they'll probably be attacked from the north. Mm-hmm. They'll probably be attacked from the east. Mm-hmm. They'll probably be attacked from, they are being attacked now from the south, but that's south of Gaza. Mm-hmm. But then you have Egypt also that, you know, coming in. And understand that he says that he will make those around Israel like a trembling cup, that all nations will turn against Israel and not stand with Israel. I mean, this is a very prophetic time right now that we need to pray for the salvation of the Jewish people. Pray for their eyes to be opened, that the veil would be lifted, and that they would understand that the Messiah has come, and that this can mean this too as well, that there's a certain number of the Gentiles, the non-Jews, that are going to come in, but once that, to the salvation of the Lord and get saved. But once that number is in, you know, then that's when things reopen again for the Jews. And listen, if you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, you need, you don't know how much time this window is open for this moment. And because once the full number is in, and things move so quickly, and it's going to move faster than your mind can move. Mm-hmm. And this is just tragic. This is so tragic. But it was tragic already. Every day people were dying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every day these missiles are landing. Every day the world looks at Israel like a shock look on their face that they're going to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that like they don't have a right to exist. And we would have pounced any nation that did that to any of our states. And we used to do that if they did it to our embassies, but we don't even do that, you know, anymore.
Absolutely. Well, you think about when the head of the UN is asking Israel to have maximum restraint was the word. It's like, are you kidding me? Maximum. This is what Israel has been doing all along. And so for the person leading the UN to be able to say that, it's like, come on now. You have to support Israel in a time like this, period.
Yes, yes. And so we want to remember them, but I believe you're probably looking, I would say, that it's time for them to go the full. So obviously it's war now. I mean, what party do you not call war when you're, you know, bombing each other?
Mm-hmm.
But when the troops on the ground, that you the enemy's evil, and it's not like a one-way plan like we're talking about. So the second they start marching over the line of the Gaza Strip and over the border, I mean, no telling what the enemy has planned coming in from the all sides of Israel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the prophetic words that I'm reading to you this morning from the Perfect Storm, the headlines, I mean, these headlines have to do with a nuclear, some sort of nuclear involvement where or maybe a nuclear bomb's going to go off. And when you're that little, when you're that small, and you have that many people against you, you got to hit fast, you got to hit hard, and you got to hit often until you have to be relentless. Because if you let up, I mean, they will not again, never again, they say, and you don't blame them. They were literally, you know, put in prison camps, just killed just for being a Jew. They were put into ghettos. They were killed, burned in ovens. I mean, just because they were Jews.
Yeah.
And that's how the church is, JJ, Jesus and the Jews. This is the ultimate goal, church. We're going to have to wake up and understand it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. We can stand up. God could turn this thing, but we got to stand up and begin to say, Lord, have mercy that you would stop this and have a compassion, you know, for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just tragic. But it looks like this. I would say in my own knowledge and what the Lord's that it's a for sure thing. But it was original word was the second they had to fire a shot to defend themselves. So I think we're looking at a progressive thing that's going to just keep going and going and going. I don't think you're going to see any stop to it because their ultimate goal is to stop, is to harm and do away with God's people, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which are Christians and Jews.
Right.
And the evil one's not going to be happy until he will get to do that. Obviously, he won't be successful at it. But a lot of people that day, the day that their life is taken from them, it's over. They missed the chance to be able to make Jesus the Lord of their life. Mm-hmm. And as we said in the first hour, hell is real. And Jesus came and he's the only way out of hell, you know, and to enter in the presence of God.
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.